Well, hello everybody. I'm Stephen Carlson. I'm your host for the support call. I'm a certified Sedona Method coach, and I'm very happy to be here. I'd like to give a shout out to the terrific folks at Learning Strategies who have helped me to get the technology running. And now, I think we all know how this works, but let me just be clear. If you'd like to get a little help, raise your hand. You can also share a gain. Ask a question. I see we already have a hand up, so Winfred, I'd like to invite you to unmute and how can I help you?
Hi, Steven. Can you hear me?
Perfectly. Yes. Hi,
Okay.
Winfred.
Yeah, I have two things staff want your help to release.
Sure.
The first one is that it's like let me tell a story first. It's like it's just a thing that I buy something that I value a lot, and my mom say something that it's not helpful, something like that. I stir up something inside me since I like a response pattern since I was young, because whenever he says something like deny me or something like that, I have strong sense, if especially about things I value a lot, I have strong sense of resistance, and I fight a lot with her.
I see.
Strong,
So,
very strong sense of anger. It amazes. I'm also shocked. Yeah, it's like a yeah, it's a
okay.
pattern. Even without I notice it responds. I responds. The body might respond before I
So,
notice.
let me see if I understand. This is a pattern with your mother. Anger comes up. This has to do with the choices that you're making and her opinions. Is that a good?
Yes, and
Yeah.
I find it. Maybe like wanting approval about my choice, especially I believe that it's good for me, but not how to say not acknowledged by her,
Right, okay.
or denied by her about the thing I believe that I really need. It's good for me. I like a lot. Like often denied by her. Yeah.
Let me ask you, are those feelings here now?
Yeah, I still feel uncomfortable now since yesterday.
Okay. So let's do this. Could you, in your mind, replay the memory of what happened yesterday. The mind will show you a movie.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, images. No. Yes. I don't want to respect response that way. And when I respond that way, I also don't like the way I respond, and I feel very uncomfortable. And I expect I is there is also expectation that the anxiety disorder will come back, like I something like that, disaster come back. Yes. There's no coming out from my.
moment right now and just check into what's happening in your body. Do you feel a reaction in your body? Okay. Well, please focus on what's happening in your body, right? And with a little bit of curiosity, have a look. Take your time for a moment. Check it all out. And also remember to breathe. So notice that there's a reaction happening in the body, right? And you've given that meaning, right? This has an explanation, a story, a meaning, yes? Okay, well, are you willing to make an experiment with me? What if all of this is just made up? What if this feeling in the body has no reason, no story, no name, no explanation? Would you be open to that possibility? So just for now, could you let go of wanting this to mean anything? And would you? And when? Good. And would you give this feeling in the body permission to be like that, just for now? Yeah, not forever. And let me ask you, is the feeling the same or is it changing?
It's different. Yeah, it's a bit different now. Yeah. Lighter, maybe.
Okay, then. Great. So let's go back to the beginning. You have a story about your mother and her reactions. And what you told me is you want her approval. Is that right?
Yes, and I feel like being hurt by her a lot since I was young.
Okay. Well, is it possible that this is a story? And let me just talk about what I mean. We create stories, and when I say we, the mind creates stories to try to protect us. Do you see that possibility? So no, notice that you've created the story from memories, and you've chosen these memories very selectively. You've chosen the worst ones. Is that possible?
Yes.
Okay. So, could you allow this story to feel as serious and as real as it seems?
Yes.
Okay. But then, could you also notice how unreal the story is?
Yeah.
We'll go back and forth a little bit. Notice how heavy, serious, how real this story seems to be.
Yes.
And then notice how unreal, transparent, made up this story really is.
Yes.
Okay, last time, notice how real, heavy, serious the story seems to be.
Yes.
And notice how made up, unreal, and light the story is.
Yes.
Okay. So, again, the story may be helpful, it may not be, it's, but do you see that it's actually a construction? Does that help a little bit?
Yes.
So when you think about what happened yesterday, I'm going to ask you again, go back. Notice what feelings come up.
Yes.
And so you mentioned before the feeling of anger. Is anger also here?
Not now, but
What's here
not now.
now? What's here now?
There's expectation that this will lead to bad stuff, like disease or something,
Good.
a psychological issue. Small,
So let me ask you something. You talked about this desire of approval. How strongly do you feel that now? Is that here? How much you want your mother's approval?
No, it becomes another story.
Another
Like
story.
another story of wanting security comes together with the story with my mom.
Can you want security as much as you do? Can you allow that feeling to be here?
Yes.
And would you even allow more? Allow that feeling to come up even more.
Yes.
Yes. And could you let that go?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
And when?
No.
Good. And just for now, could you give her permission to approve or disapprove?
No.
No. Okay. So notice that desire. That's still there. It's okay. Right. But let's do one more thing. Can you find the one who desires approval? Can you find that individual?
Feels like less, it's a sensation of me wanting that, but cannot find.
Is that you, or is that a sensation?
It's a sensation.
Right. So notice that how the feeling shifts when you rest as that which is aware of sensations. Oh, I like that answer already.
Yeah.
How does that feel for now, Winfred? Is that good?
Yeah, much better. But I found that the two question I want your help is
Oh, one
comes
more.
together.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Sure.
The second is kind of abide with this the first one. It's like I have expectation of disease, like I will get cancer, like get severe disease in a few years when I get old because of the emotion start emotion not balanced enough and something like that. So because I have negative emotions when for long. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I
And
see.
I'm not health enough and I will get severe disease.
Okay.
The least kind of thoughts comes now and then, appears now and then in my mind.
Okay. Well, is it possible that you want to control your health?
Yes. And if I am not harmonious enough with my mom, I will get it. disease because I have negative emotions with her. Some kind of story like that, yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what you're getting at. Yeah. So you're connecting the two of them.
Yes,
Okay.
yeah, sometimes connecting the tone, sometimes just the second one. Yeah.
Well, again, let's go back just to wanting to control your health. Can you allow that feeling? Just notice how it shows up in the body,
Yes.
in the mind, the stories,
Yes.
images, sounds. Yeah.
Yes.
And
Yes.
check and see, does this feel personal
Yeah.
about you, your health, your body, right?
Yes.
Right. And just for now, could you let go of wanting to control your health?
No.
Okay, because you hold on to that as much as you do.
No.
No. Okay. Well, let me ask you, what's here now? What's the feeling of now?
Like the body not light enough, a bit energy, a bit of not comfortable energy flowing. Yeah.
Well, okay, so let's go back into the body. This is what you're talking about as a feeling in the body, right? Could you focus on that and welcome it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Give it room, give it permission as best you can.
Okay.
Right. And where is this in the body?
The head, the chest, the back.
Okay, different places. All right then. So again, this is a feeling in the body, and there's a story connected to it. There's a name
Yes.
for it, yeah. Could you
Yes.
let go of wanting this to mean anything?
Okay, I can try.
And would you?
Yes.
And when?
Less word later.
Oh, you're going to save it for now. Okay. All right. So notice what's happening in the body, right?
Yes.
And notice what surrounds that feeling.
Okay.
Notice what is it upon which the feeling appears.
Be honest.
You said something. I'm sorry. What was that?
It appears like in stillness.
In stillness, yes. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. So let's go back and forth. Notice the feeling. Put your focus on the feeling. And now the stillness. And now the feeling again,
Yes.
and the stillness.
Yes.
And one last time, the feeling.
Yes.
And then the stillness.
Yes.
So is it the same or is it changing?
It's changing. Yeah.
Winfred, how is that for now? Would that be good?
Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Very good. Okay. Thank you for raising your hand.
Thank you.
Good. So I'm going to invite anybody else who would like to raise their hand. You're welcome to ask a question, to ask a little support. Share again. And while I'm waiting, I can also mention there's a holiday retreat coming up. Hale is going to be holding a retreat from December 28th until June. Sorry, no, not that long. December 28th to January 1st. That's 5 days. And these are always interesting. These are always useful, always beneficial. So have a look if you're interested. Sedona.com/holiday2025. Meanwhile, I invite anybody who wishes to raise their hand. Oh, nice to see you, Bobby. Would you like to unmute?
Stephen, thanks for being here and all you do for this wonderful community.
Thank you, Bobby.
That's the gain, community.
Community is important. We need to support each other. Yeah.
Support each other, things get lighter. Just releasing with others, just higher and more clear. So many gains. Let's release on money flowing out during the holidays.
Oh, I see. So, talking about spending money.
It as a group release. I'm sure that whatever you want to
Well, let me ask you, is that something that you're feeling, especially right now?
I just don't feel like doing the extras. It's like I feel like I have to. It's like the
Oh,
have
okay.
to.
Ooh.
It's not very heartfelt, is it?
Nobody likes obligation. No, of course not.
It's like, why
Okay.
am I sending that to the brother-in-law? He's a pain in the ass. It's like that. So I'm here to release more unloving thoughts and feelings about holidays.
Okay, well, so let's do this together with the group. I think all of us have feelings about holidays and money. I'm just guessing, but I do. So,
Hello.
yes, indeed. So, just notice what kinds of feelings come up around the holidays and spending money and obligation, feeling like you should. Notice the
Cringe.
weight. Yeah. How immediately it starts to gum up everything that should, right?
Right, the gum up, right, exactly.
Right. So just allow it to be here. And could you actually give it permission? Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And for some of us, that actually is enough just to give that permission.
Right.
Yeah, but let's just check and see, does it feel personal, maybe?
Pride just keeps coming up all over the place in my releases around this. It's like the wanting to be separate and the fear of being judged.
Well, could you allow yourself to want to be separate? Just notice that first.
Sure.
And then, what is the opposite for you?
Like flow and all is well and
Okay, could you allow flow and all is well?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Exactly. Right. And then just go one more time. So just notice that should. There you go. Right. And then the flow, the all is well.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. Sense of gratitude comes in with that.
Oh, well, could we all just feel a little gratitude for a moment? Let's just enjoy it.
Yeah, let's just go Charlie Brown on it.
Yeah, well, the wonderful thing about gratitude is it really comes up easily if you invite it.
Yes,
Yeah.
you're right, Stephen. Yes.
Well, I mean, anything. Grateful for a cup of tea in front of me, grateful for a call that seems to be functioning.
Right.
Grateful for oxygen. Gratitude is everywhere if you allow it, so
Right.
just welcome it, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Does that help shift things a little bit, Bobby?
Oh, sure. Just
Yeah.
keeping it open. There's nothing really gummed up there now.
Yeah.
It's a total privilege to have such a holiday where there's just so much stuff. food, and I mean, it's wild.
Sure it is.
It's
Yeah.
a little over the top.
Well, but I think we all understand. You mentioned Charlie Brown. The essence really is just getting together and sharing ourselves, right? I mean, presence,
That's
being there for the
yeah.
other.
Yes. Presence and being there for the other. Absolutely.
I didn't say presence like under the tree, but presence.
I know.
Good.
Yeah, fuck the presence. Yeah.
Okay, then.
No, that's great. I really appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Thank you for bringing that up. I'm sure that everybody feels the weight of the holidays from time to time. Thank you so
Yeah.
much. Good to hear
Thank
you.
you. Thanks,
Okay.
everybody.
Good. I see another hand up. Andrea, would you like to unmute?
Unmute. There we go. Unmuted.
Oh, good. And I can hear you. So we're
Hi.
doing. Hi
Good
there.
evening. I would like to release on jealousy.
Ooh. Okay then.
Yeah.
Well, does that feel.
Jealousy and just, you know, it's, I'm really, yeah, I'm just, I'm mostly really curious, like, what's underneath it? Like, I know jealousy has anger, it can have resentment.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how intensely does all this show up? 10 is the most intense.
In the moment, like a five.
Oh, I see. So could you bring it up even further? Maybe 5.5 or 6? Is that possible?
Let's see. Yep.
Good. So, check and see. Would you like this to go away? Would you like to get rid of this?
Yes.
Okay. And check also, does this feel personal?
Yes.
So, take a breath and just open even further to it, and let's just see. Can you find the one who feels that way? Can you find that sense of the individual?
I find the one that feels that way. Looking. No.
And so just for now. Could you let go of those feelings? Just let go of wanting to change them.
Yeah, there's definitely some holding on to it. There's definitely some holding on to the jealousy.
And so what?
Okay.
Yeah. When you think about this jealousy, check and see, does it feel personal?
Yes.
And again, do you want to control this, make it go away?
Yes.
Well, just for now, could you let that go?
Yes.
And would you?
Yes.
When?
No.
And what's here now?
What's here now is just quiet, peaceful, if I don't follow the mind about it.
Well, that sounds like a good thing or a good place to be.
Yeah, it is.
Is there any more that we need to work on?
No, I think I float in that one. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't do anything. Thank you for raising your hand.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to mute you and invite anybody else who would like to raise their hand, ask for a little bit of support, ask a question, that's also a possibility. Or just share again. And I'll give you a fourth choice. We can also do a group release if somebody wants to propose a topic. Oh, I see a hand up.
Hello.
Hello. I don't see your name.
It's Megan. Thank you.
Megan.
Yeah.
Glad to meet you. What can I do for you, Megan? Thanks. What would you? Yeah.
Well, I was thinking for a group release, I mean, going along the lines kind of with what Bobby was saying, but about money and just I'm spending more money than I'm used to. And I just have a whole past around it. And I mean, it's okay that I'm spending it, but I also have a sense of like, is it okay? Kind of a thing. So just a little bit more freedom around the money.
So
spending
it's
freely.
It's okay, but it's not okay.
Right. Right. Like I have plenty of it, so it's okay to spend it, but there's a part of it that's like, don't spend it. It's not okay.
Well, okay. So let's just go ahead and do a little releasing around that. And I think that's a topic for everybody as well.
Yes.
So, yeah. So this is the holiday season for most of us anyway. This is the time when we start spending money, gifts, decorations, etc. And so just notice the feelings that come up around spending money, right? And as you said, it can really go either way. So let's go back and forth. The feeling that it's not okay. Let's start with that.
Okay.
There's the heaviness. There's the stickiness.
Yes. Yeah.
And just as best you can you open to that? Give it a place. Let it be here.
Right. Yeah.
But then, what's the opposite? Feeling okay about the money. There's enough. There's abundance. It's going to work out.
Yeah.
Can you open up to that feeling and let that expand a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. And so back to not enough. The restriction,
Yeah.
The hold back.
Yeah.
And then it's okay. There's enough. The expansiveness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And back to the not enough.
Yes.
And then back to there is enough.
Yeah.
So what's here now?
No, it's just all space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. You say that is there a story connected to this about spending
Yeah.
money?
Yeah. The story is I've spent I have a habit, or I've had a habit, it's a long time ago, but I've had a habit of spending a lot of money and then being broke. I don't want to do that.
Okay, then let me just check and see. Is there any fear that there's going to be a problem with money in the future?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
And this is something that all of us can relate to. So just allow that feeling to be here, that fear, that dread
Yeah.
of running out of money. You know?
Ooh, yes.
And notice the pressure in the body.
Yeah.
And notice what
Yeah.
happens in the head.
Yes.
Yeah. And don't forget to breathe. Let me just
Yeah.
ask you, does this show up in the body more or does it show up in the head?
It shows up in my chest.
Let's focus on the chest then.
Yeah.
Turn your focus to what's happening in the body when you think about running out of money.
Yeah.
There might be a physical panic going on.
Yeah.
Tightness. Okay. And just breathe into it and give it permission as best as you can. Hint, it's like that anyway.
Yeah.
All right. That felt like a release right there.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Good. And there's
Oh,
still some more, or is it releasing just on its own?
it's releasing, yeah.
Okay, then. Yeah. A few good breaths will help to keep it moving.
Yeah, wow. I didn't realize I was holding it all in like that. That's great.
It's always a good tip is the breath does help to move feelings. That's been my experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is the opposite of that feeling of running out of money?
Having enough, having abundance, actually, having abundance.
Could you allow yourself to feel the feeling of
Yeah.
abundance?
Yes.
All right, then. Can you welcome it even more?
Yes.
Yeah. And allow it to expand a little bit.
Ooh. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, how does that feel? Is that going to work for now, Megan?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you
Okay,
so
then.
much. Yeah,
Good.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good question. Thanks for bringing that up. Yes,
I'm
we
sorry.
all know what that feels like. Okay, then. So, ready to take on the next person. If you'd like to get a little support, just raise your hand. You can ask a question. And I also enjoy sharing gains. Winfred, I see your hand again. Would you like to Unmute.
Yes, I can. I think of a group release that maybe can help everyone.
Sure.
It's about release wanting to make the thoughts and sensation mean or emotion meaningful.
I didn't quite
Wanting to
understand. Go ahead.
because we give a lot of meaning and importance to sensation, emotion, and the thoughts. And then we follow that, we follow the belief of that, the story of that, the meaning of that, and then get stuck by the story about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so what you're saying is that we allow the
Yeah.
feelings and
Yeah,
emotions
and that,
to mean something,
yes.
and yes.
Yes, and let go the meaning of emotion, sensation, and thoughts.
Okay.
A belief, yeah.
Well, so we feel feelings in reaction to the world, and we often try to make that mean something. And just, I invite you now to think of or to allow a feeling, whatever it is right here, and notice how it shows up in the body, and notice how it shows up in the mind. And what really gets us stuck often is that connection when we take a feeling in the body and link it to a story, give it a name,
Yes.
give it meaning.
Yes.
So just for now, could you simply let go of wanting this feeling to mean anything? And would you let go of wanting this feeling to mean anything? And when? And so I'm going to go back again and invite everybody. Whatever feeling is here in the moment, could you just welcome it up? Whatever it is. And especially look into the body and how the body is reacting to things. Notice that the body has reactions to all kinds of things. Just have a look around, use a little curiosity, and notice any kind of tension, discomfort, any kind of constriction, anything that feels unwanted. And just for now, could you give that permission to be here? Then notice you've probably given that feeling, that sensation in the body, some name, description, explanation, story. So just for now, could you cut the connection? Could you let go of wanting this to mean anything? And would you? And when? And take a few deep breaths. And again, go into the body and notice what kinds of sensations might be present. And I'm going to take one more little step because normally, when there's a sensation in the body, we also assign it one of two choices. Either it feels good, we like it, it's positive, or it's negative, it's uncomfortable, we don't want it. But notice, this is really just a choice, And all this really is a sensation, an intensity of physical sensation. So just for fun, could you flip the story? Could you see this as something pleasurable, enjoyable? I know it's stretching. It might be a stretch for some of us, but see what happens. Could you view, feel the sensations as positive and open even more to feeling what's being felt? And then, when you're ready, let's take one further step. Is any of this you? Or are you that which is aware of sensation? And just for now, allow yourself to rest as that which is aware. How was that, Winfred?
Very good. Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
thank you.
Yeah, that's a good request. Thank you for asking. Yeah. Okay. Well, so we're getting close to the end of the hour, but certainly not there yet. I invite anybody who would like to raise their hand. You can ask a question, get a little bit of work, that is, a little bit of attention, bit of facilitation. You can certainly share again. I'm also a fan of silence, by the way. Oh, I see Vince's hand. There we go. Would you like to unmute Vince?
Good evening. I
Hello.
have a request for assistance around time. It seems to be something that I've been struggling with quite a bit lately. When I have my list of things to do that I have to, want to, must get done, it seems like I don't have enough time. And at other times during the day, it seems like time just drags. And they're both distressing experiences for me. And I'd like
Okay.
some assistance with
Well,
that.
sure. So, yeah, it's the feeling that you should do something, isn't it? Right. Okay. So, Hale came up with a wonderful expression. You've been shooting on yourself. It's something that we all do. But the problem with that is it always invites resistance, right? You have a sense of what I'm saying? So allow yourself to think of something that you should do. And I invite everybody to do this because we all do this. Whatever it is, think of something that you should do. For some of us, there's always something kind of hanging over our shoulder that we're avoiding. Have you got something, Vince? Oh, I thought you might. Good, good. So, could you allow yourself to feel that as intensely as you do? Just give it permission. And notice how that shows up. Notice especially how the body is reacting. Notice also the mind maybe coming up with little movies, memories, stories. So, what's here now?
Yeah, it's interesting, just acknowledging it is really resulting in relaxation.
Right?
Yeah. I mean that's not something new. I'm just surprised every time that happens.
Well, it's completely counterintuitive. All of us, we feel something. Ooh, I don't like that. Now I'm going to resist it. That's the absolute natural path. We all do this. And that's the secret, or that's why allowing or welcoming is effective. Because if you simply give it space, then it tends to dissolve on its own. And yet, I'm with you. It always kind of comes as a surprise. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how intensely are things coming up for you right now? This should, this pushing.
It doesn't. It's hardly registering right now.
Yeah, that's. I could hear the hesitation in the voice, and that tells me everything. Good. Good. So.
Oh, I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Oh, well, it on these support calls, if I ask for a reaction and there's a lot of space before the answer, that's usually a good sign. That means there's more presence, there's more stillness, there's the mind is quieting down, right? Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So let's see if we can maybe find something else that you should do. Is there a list, perhaps? Would you like to keep going?
I have quite a list.
Okay, let's have one more.
Okay, it sounds good.
So just, and everybody else can do the same, just whatever it is that you feel like you should do, and especially the things that you don't want to. Just notice the feelings that come up when you think about that. And notice in particular the body, but also whatever happens in the mind. And could you give that space? It's here anyway. Could you just allow it? Not forever, just for now. And have a breath or two. And then check and see, is there any resistance, any no, any holdback? That was a question for you, Vince, but I'm liking the answer already.
I was someplace else.
So this really is a question of resistance, you know? And to the extent that we resist one thing, we're resisting everything. But as you see, it can melt that easily just by allowing whatever feelings are coming up.
One other thing that I really resonated with what you were saying a couple times earlier in the call tonight is that remembering to breathe or taking a deep breath. I've just noticed in the last month or so, myself doing that more and more, and that being very powerful.
Well, yeah, because very often if we're feeling something, and if it's a difficult feeling, then we kind of brace, and part of that is usually kind of even holding our breath a little bit. And so as the breath moves, the feelings can also move a little bit. That's something I found useful. Yeah, and if it works for you, then please continue.
It does. It seems to be very useful in loosening things up for me.
For some reason, I feel inspired to share just one little trick that sometimes I play with myself because I've also had issues with, resisting procrastination. Sometimes, if I really feel in that mood to procrastinate, what I will do is just give myself permission to waste my time in whatever way that I feel I want to do it. And then I find myself getting bored. And then I get back to whatever task it was. That's another form of allowing, if you will. If it's useful. So how's that feel, Vince? Is that good for now, or
This is I'm glad I took the chance to raise my hand here at the end. This is good. Thanks, Stephen.
Oh, wonderful to hear that. Good, Vince. All right then.
Bye now.
Well, by now, I think we probably have reached the end of the call. I'll go ahead and repeat the reminder. There's a holiday retreat coming up, December 28th to June 1st. 5 days with Hale and the group. Highly recommended. Sedona.com/holiday2025. Yeah, that feels like a good call. I'm grateful to all of you. I enjoyed doing this and I'm very glad to be here with you today. So that's it for now.